Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Super Crosstalk time. Shitano and Cappy are here.
Hey, did you guys know this? That before acting, Tony Sirico was connected to the Colombo crime family?
No.
And changed his life after a prison stint to become an actor?
Get out of here.
Hey, Shitano, what was your first year doing sidelines on the NBA?
2017-18.
Was Bob Delaney still an official then?
No, he was done.
Okay, so Bob Delaney was a ref when I first started doing sidelines. And yeah, I started doing sidelines in like 03.
Like an undercover cop, right?
Undercover mob informant. Right. So yeah. In other words, he was working for the cops, but he infiltrated the mob and put a bunch of guys in prison. And the mafia suit that I wore to the Mandy's when I wore it to a game once, Delaney walked up to me and goes, "I know guys in the joint that wouldn't wear that suit."
That's funny. Shaq hated Delaney. That was like one of the guys he did not like back, especially.
Well, Shaq, I maintain, guys, that Shaq was the hardest player to officiate in the history of the NBA.
I agree.
Because he was so big and so strong that he either committed a foul or got fouled on every possession.
John, you I'm sure can attest to this. I remember seeing Shaq after games, and there were like scratches all over his body.
Well, that Dale Brown, his college coach at LSU, told him to go pro after his sophomore year because might have been his junior year. I can't remember, but told him to go pro because he said these refs aren't protecting you. You're getting beat up every night. He said you might as well get paid for it. Just turn pro.
Yeah,
and that was the beginning of Shaq going to the NBA. But The Sopranos, Mace, top five show of all time?
100% for me, top five show of all time. I mean, I think it's all subjective, right? It's all like how you feel about shows and what connects with you and what you connect with stuff. But Sopranos is top five
Cap,
for me.
Sedano, have you guys both seen Sopranos start to finish?
Yeah. I mean, I may have missed a few episodes here and there, but I saw pretty much all of them.
I saw it start to finish, but I got to tell you guys, I know a lot of people that have gone back and watched it now all these years later. I don't recall what year it ended, but whenever it ended, that's the last time I saw it.
Yeah, Mace went back and watched it after the fact.
I watched it long after the fact. I watched it during the pandemic and thought, just blew me away. I think it holds up really well.
First time,
yeah.
Oh, really?
So what is the number one show for you guys?
Mine is Breaking Bad.
Mine's
a lot of people's.
Yeah. Mine's West Wing.
Yeah, that a lot of people's as well, actually.
Yeah.
What about you?
Game of Thrones is on my top five somewhere.
Game of Thrones is probably near the top for me. You know what I'd actually love that? I don't know how many people actually watch this show, but I think it's hilarious. And it's a cartoon. It's Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Never saw it.
Oh, Mace.
What is it on?
You of
Adult Swim?
It's better than Family Guy, George?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just way weirder. But Mace, when you have some fun at night with the gummies and stuff, you will love it.
What's it called again?
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Okay.
You guys
so, hey, Cap.
That AMC, just wanted to tell you guys, I just happened to be flipping around yesterday. AMC is doing like a Breaking Bad ultra marathon.
Nice.
In fact, at the top of the hour here, Breaking Bad Season 2, Episode 1, where Walt and Jesse try and figure out a way out of their partnership with Tuco. Ooh. And Hank tries
one
to
one of the all-time great bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, I just happened to be flipping through channels the other day, and I noticed it's on all day long. I mean, AMC isn't playing anything other than Breaking Bad.
Well, here's the thing. They're getting ready because Monday is the premiere of the second half of the final season of Better Call Saul.
And Bryan Cranston makes an appearance somewhere in these last 8 episodes. That's all Bryan will admit to.
Yeah.
He goes, "You'll see me at some point."
Yeah, him and
but
Aaron.
You don't know the context. Cap, I saw a tweet from you earlier in reference to something you did on your San Diego show. Did you guys do something today about Ted Leitner?
Well, so you guys know who Ted Leitner is?
Sure, Ted Leitner.
I was just
legendary voice.
I was just going to comment, but the best local TV sportscaster I have ever seen. Ever.
He had a legendary career. He really did. And he was inducted last night into the Padres Hall of Fame.
Gotcha.
And so here's this guy who loved calling games for this team. And it wasn't like he decided, hey, it's time for me to retire. They made the decision to retire him. And he was.
I think he's still doing San Diego State games, isn't he?
He does do basketball and football, yeah.
Who made him retire? The Padres?
Yeah, they just kind of pushed him out, you know?
Well, that's a terrible thing to do.
But here's the thing. He went, like, Sedano, who's your favorite local sportscaster of all time? I know Hank Goldberg just died about a week ago. He was big in Miami, right? Oh, Sedano stepped out. Okay.
Hank was big in Miami, but Hank was not.
Like a local Jim Hill, Fred Rogan guy that did sports every night.
That's not what he did.
Ted Leitner is the only local, you know, I did local TV sports for 25 years. Ted's the only guy I've ever heard doing this. No scripts ever.
Never.
In other words, he would walk into the control room. He would hand him an index card with four or five pieces of video. And he would say, here's what I want and the order that I want him. And then he would go sit in the chair. And the news anchor would say, Ted, what do you got? He goes, well, let's start with the Padres. He goes, this game was just awful. Roll the tape.
Right, right.
And he would just wing it.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was like a guy doing improv every night. And, Scott, I don't know if you got a chance to see the end of his run at Channel 8 when you moved to San Diego. But even until the very end, he was untouchable. He was just so good at it. And you would tune in just to see what he was going to say. It'd be 5 minutes of him just basically doing a monologue on sports without a script, and it was brilliant.
Right.
You know who does? You know who doesn't use a prompter or didn't when he did College Game Day was Chris Fowler ever for 20 years.
Really?
Not once.
Wow. Really?
When I don't know, is a prompter something you use when you do sports?
Well, the main
TV.
They just showed me the clips I was going to do, and then I would walk them up.
Well, but the problem is you would read stuff off the prompter.
I would
right?
have shot sheets.
Right.
They well, just the, give
the
you
difference
the
is
sheets.
The director knows exactly where you're going and when.
Right.
When Ted did it, the director never knew anything.
Oh, okay. Got
sometimes
it.
He didn't even get to the video.
And College Game Day in Fowler's case is like 2 and 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long show.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, but the difference is Chris had other people. He had a whole panel of people to throw to.
Well,
Ted was doing this
he
by himself.
Ted was a big star, though, just in, when you know, news anchors were big stars. Just like in the movie, I just can't
Anchorman.
Get to it. Thank you. I couldn't get to it. But in that movie, back in the day, those guys actually were making huge money.
Oh, yeah. Up until, I would say, right before, I would say to like 2010, at least, that local news stars across the country were making monster bucks.
Padre locker room once. And remember, you guys remember when the Padres had a complete fire sale? They basically got rid of Fred McGriff and Gary Sheffield and everybody.
Yeah.
They just and brought in all youth. And Andy Benes was the number one starter
Andy
on the
Benes,
Padres.
Yeah.
And I'm in the locker room, and Leitner's next to me, and we're interviewing Andy Benes, and Leitner walks up with a camera rolling and says to Benes, I'm looking around this locker room. I don't recognize any of these names. Can you win with this team? And Andy Benes, in one of the great moments of honesty, goes, well, Ted, you make more money than anybody on our team, so I don't like our chances. I thought, that is a great line.
Yeah, that is funny. But that is, who's like the biggest news star now in LA? Like
news star? Like news sports?
I think Pat Harvey probably is highest paid.
Pat Harvey is probably
at NBC, right?
And she's at CBS.
Oh, CBS. Sorry.
Pat Harvey, and who else is good?
Is Colleen Williams still at Channel 4?
She's still there.
And then Mark Brown and
Michelle Tuzzi
are at 7.
At
I think of all this, Pat, who I've worked with, Pat's the best news anchor I've ever seen. I mean, I've worked with her for 20 years. She thinks on her feet. She doesn't need a prompter or scripts or anything.
When she makes her money,
there's a plane crash and she has to ad-lib everything, she's unbelievable.
Do you know the story that we tried to do a March Madness pool bracket of like news, sports, weather, local anchors and all that stuff? And I'll just say it got poo-pooed.
By who?
By a general manager who I will not name.
Okay, but
by Scott McCarthy?
No, not ours. No, one of the TV stations.
No, and
get out of here, really?
No, true story.
Yeah, right,
totally true story.
I think the reason is they consider, particularly with the women, they consider that objectifying, but I
no, that
totally
wasn't the
disagree.
Case at all.
That had nothing to do with
totally
it.
That had nothing
disagree.
To do with it, actually, because I saw the email.
What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
They didn't want their people pining for votes. And what if their people didn't win? Then it would look poorly and all that. Mm. That was literally what was in the email.
Why do they have any control over it?
Well, because we're all owned at that time by the same company.
Right. I think it was that company, right, that said, yeah, hey, look, you know, come on, you're going to have all
the. No, it wasn't that company. It was just we were doing our. We just said, okay, like if you really don't want to participate, that's cool. We reached out to all of them. And there was one that had an objection, yes.
Wow. Yeah, but there were news anchors at the time that were starting to send out tweets. Yeah, they were starting to send out tweets.
Because we started it. We actually did it on the air. Like, we hashed it out on the air. And then the next day it got...
Yes,
sometimes
TV news people are very serious.
Yeah, yeah. But we reached out to all the stations. And, you know, we thought everybody would be cool with it. And then one person, after we had already started, which was probably our fault, we shouldn't have started... objected to it, and then we had to.
All right, you guys, give us your opinion on this. As I've been telling Mason for 2 days, and he didn't believe me, but now he finally does because we had Ramona on the show today. Ramona should not be playing in the charity softball game. She had a C-section 2 weeks ago, and she admits
she says I can't run.
Mason was going to put her in there ceremoniously to pitch, but now he's asking for a full replacement, which I think he should be given. What do you guys think?
I will say that I heard this conversation earlier today. And if Ramona is, as she describes, not able-bodied right now, and she's worried about, you know, what could happen to her body if she were to swing too hard or run too hard or whatever, she said she got a lot of friends who are really good softball players.
Yeah.
So I would say this. If you guys want to put Ramona on the bench and replace her, I would like to at least have a conversation about who you're thinking about replacing her with. Like, if it's one of the Kamenetsky brothers, I'm all good.
Why not? Heck, you can get both Kamenetskys.
Right, but if you're going to tell me that all of a sudden it's going to be one of Ramona's, like, friends,
They can't make it.
Jess Mendoza. Are we allowed to use Jess Mendoza?
Neither of the Kamenetskys can make it?
Neither Cam can make it. They would have been there otherwise.
Here are Cam, there are Cam, Noah Cam.
All right, hey, Cap, what about Beto's son?
No, that's interesting.
I think he's a high school kid. Yeah, I think you got to be 21 to play.
Yeah, you got to be 21. Yeah, because
he's a good athlete.
In our dugout, we're going to be drinking and partying.
Okay.
Gummies.
Yeah, a lot of gummies in our dugout.
I'm trying to think of who would be a fair replacement. Like, you know, somebody like...
Someone who's even tangentially involved with the station.
What about Mark Cates?
Oh, yeah.
Brady.
Oh. I would take his son.
Yeah, Brady, who's one of our interns.
Yeah.
Do you think Brady can play?
Why not?
Better than Mark.
You seen that kid?
Yeah. Brady looks like a
good-looking kid. He's in shape.
Brady played
he played baseball.
There's
your Parker, by the way.
There's the answer.
Oh, Brady. There you go. You get either him or Parker.
Brady
pick
Cates.
One.
Brady Cates. Okay. That's my pick.
Okay.
No apologies to Parker.
What about, like we have Kurt Sandoval.
Yeah, he's good.
And here we
Kurt's
are talking about, like, local news talent, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a sports anchor at another channel that you would like to use?
No,
well,
I think you get the whole Circle 7 crew.
We can't use Rogan.
Go get Fukuzaki.
We can't use...
You know me and Fukuzaki.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What was it, the basketball?
Hartung hit a home run in the Dodger Stadium media game 1 year.
Wow.
Ask Hartung.
He'd be good.
No, but I think some synergy between the Circle 7 crew, you know, Fukuzaki and Sandoval, if you want to...
You've already got the one you want.
Yeah. I mean,
I want Michelle Tuzzi. Get me Michelle Tuzzi.
I don't know if Michelle's played softball, but Phil Palmer would do it. He has one kidney.
What about one kidney Phil?
Okay.
Do you know one kidney Phil?
We follow each other on Twitter.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
And he listens to the station.
And you know what I always say? Get back to me when you go up the other kidney. The first one is a gimme. The second one is when it gets tough.
Yep. I understand that. You guys know a guy at Fox? His name is Kyle Kraska. You guys know Kyle?
Oh, I know Kyle. He's a Channel 11 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
You ever hear
his
crazy story?
There you go. That's true. I like that, Cappy. You could do, right, if you don't want to do Brady, you could pick someone from one of the TV stations.
Well, right, because we're going to have Kurt, and he's going to do a lot of local news coverage of the event. And if you get somebody else who's a local TV anchor, they'll do coverage as well.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean, I guess you did squash your beef with Kurt, right?
I did. Kurt and I are now good.
Yeah, it was on our show.
Yeah, we're good. Tentatively, we're good.
I mean, if Fug wants to play, if Fukuzaki wants to play, you can have Kurt, since you've mended fences, and Cappy can take Fukuzaki.
But George, don't forget, we have an issue here that the commissioner of the league has told us about.
Oh.
Which is that jerseys have already been printed with names.
Oh, that's fair.
But no matter what, we're going to have to do...
They can wear Ramona's jersey.
Beto has chimed in. He says the replacement should be another female.
I said it, Annabelle Munoz.
Wait, why don't Laura? How about you?
Yes,
I'm not
yes.
on this play.
No, no.
How
that's
about
not
Ashley
true.
Brewer?
No.
Why don't you ask Ashley
true.
Brewer?
We already we have Lindsay. Are we going to have two women on our team? We have Lindsay.
You know, this could get worked out right now, Laura. Let me just set this up for you guys, Mason and Ireland. This is important. You guys should opine
like how
on
Cappy,
this.
You don't even want me on your team.
No, no. But let me represent for you here. Let me represent.
Yep.
So on July 15th, John Ireland, it will be your birthday next.
Oh, it's
Friday.
Laura's birthday too.
But it's also Laura's birthday.
Oh man, I'm old.
And Laura said I wasn't invited to the event, and we said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "I have to work." So Laura will be.
I like getting paid.
At the station
on your birthday.
On her birthday. Wow. Running the show rather than being in West Covina. So, Greg, is there a possible body with a pulse that's
yeah, somebody with a pulse.
No, unfortunately, it was something that we tried to work out. There's also, Laura, unfortunately, you are having some surgery soon, so
I'm
you shouldn't be.
Surgery
yeah, so you shouldn't be playing.
Play. Okay.
And also, there just is nobody else that could cover the shift,
well,
unfortunately. Sedano, we just weren't able to find anybody.
Mentioned Ashley Brewer. She was a college swimmer.
Swimmer, yeah, USC.
She might be a good athlete.
I mean, if you can get, I mean, she.
I don't think Neil would do it. You might get Stan. You think Neil would do it?
Stan just got married,
so he's
on, his honeymoon.
I'll text Neil. He'd be great.
Neil would be fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so you got some options.
All right, hey, that's it for us. Don't forget, if you want to be on our VIP list for next week's big event at the West Covina Sportsplex, our All-Star Friday night, text the word STAR to 40705. Again, text the word STAR to 40705. Hey, have fun.
What? Wait, one more thing. Yeah. One more thing. I just got this tweet. I tweeted all of us. Justin said that he heard Michael used to also do a radio show with Colin Cowherd in Portland. Is that true? Do you know that?
I don't know that
to be true.
I think he was Colin probably was a frequent Portland. Guest yeah, of right. Colin's in Portland. I don't think they did a show together.
Yeah. All right, hey, that's it. We're back on Monday, 1 o'clock. Coming up next for you, my favorite show that I listen to every day when I'm driving home. It's Sedano and Cappy, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah.
Boom, ba da bum, ba da bum, ba da bum, ba da bum,
ba da bum, ba da ba da bum, ba da bum, ba da bum, ba da bum,
ba da bum, ba
da bum, ba da
bum, ba da
bum,
ba da bum,
ba da bum, ba bing. Da da boop, bing ba da bop, do da da dee. Come on, Laura. Bing ba da bop, bing ding 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 dong, wong 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 ding bong.
That is very new.
Never get this far. What is up, George Sedano?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh God, it's Friday. Yeah, I'm great. Everything is good, man. Let's have a great show. Let's have a whole lot of fun. Let's go into this weekend the right way. Let's just have a great time today. What do you say?
Yeah, for sure. So Michael apparently has responded because Beto reached out to him when he heard the conversation we were just having. And he said Cowherd was on before him in Portland and that he would hop on sometimes to correct him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is funny you were saying that, how many different co-hosts Michael has worked with, and you mentioned old school loose cannons. I always loved Michael with Vic and Steve Hartman. So if you're an old school radio, sports radio nerd in Southern California, and you're tuning in this afternoon, like, you know the stuff we're talking about. That was where I learned to love Michael Thompson, that show. I never really heard any of the other iterations.
Me too.
That one.
Yeah.
That was the one. That was the one for me.
Yeah. Which is the one for you when it comes to the Dodgers, though?
Hmm.
Which iteration of the bullpen and closer situation do you prefer?
Oh, dude. Listen, I will give you credit. You were watching this stuff early. You were on it early. The Craig Kimbrell thing. And I love what happens on Twitter in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community. Once Kimbrell comes into the game, everybody is like chewing their fingernails and sitting on the edge of their seat. Like, is he going to do it or is he going to blow it? And then, George, you start sending out the tweets of the roller coaster.
Yep.
And then everybody starts piling on. And last night was one of those nights where it was like, dude, you know, you just got some insurance here, pal. And you got the first two guys out. Are you going to blow this thing after getting the first two guys? And then Dave Roberts was like, give me the ball. Thanks. Just give me the ball and just go. Just go. I'll tell you what, though. Kid Vezia, who wound up, you know, finishing it off. Dude, you see the emotion? You see him yelling and screaming, let's go. Some excitement right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like, man, this bullpen situation needs to get rectified sooner rather than later at this point. Like, I get it. It's going to get rectified one way or the other. I know that Andrew Freeman doesn't like the high-leverage guys. You know, we heard Blake tell us that yesterday. But, bro, I mean, this is bad. like, this is legitimate. This is the type of stuff that costs you a series at some point.
It does. It does. But can we just agree on this? It hasn't yet. And when you have the
No. Lead, I don't mean like a series in the regular season. I'm talking about like in the playoffs. This is
right.
What costs
I got
you.
Right. But here's the thing. They are in first place. They are comfortably in first place. And this is the time where you either let a guy work it out if you believe in him, which I don't know why the Dodgers would. I mean, it's not like he's been with the team for the last 5 years and they go, well, we know what he's been for us. No, you know what he was at one time in his career. And you can certainly see that he's trending downward. So there's no loyalty to the guy, but at least you have a comfortable lead where you can work this kind of stuff out, even if you're going to try different bodies. That's all I'm saying. Can you feel me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Uh-oh, but... Early sigh.
Not about you, though, just about the situation.
Right. No, I like it. I almost felt like you were contemplating the ifs.
I was.
I know you were. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. You know who's amazing? He's just absolutely incredible. Is Mookie Betts?
He is an absolute joy to watch every night.
The guy is unbelievable. Because when you think of guys who are big home run mashers, you know, if you go old school and you think McGuire and Sosa, and you think big strong guys, right? Even Pujols, you know, last year in a Dodger uniform, just big strong home run hitters. That's not Mookie Betts. But yet, it's like he's swinging this massive bat. And the home runs last night, I mean, the first one just kind of snuck over. But the second one to deep center field, I mean, Turner had one there as well. But, man, Mookie Betts, that body type doesn't mean, like, it just doesn't scream 6'5", 250, and home run masher. That doesn't scream Barry Bonds. Just incredible, man. Mookie Betts is amazing.
Oh, he's awesome. Like, honestly, of all the players you've gotten to watch in your career of covering sports, like, how many of them are more fun to watch than him when you can consider what he does in the outfield and what he does at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's great. I mean, I don't know. I got to really sit down and give that one some serious thought, George. But, I mean, Mookie Betts is there. You know, he's just one of those guys that you expect to come up clutch, to make big plays. I mean, even there was a play last night where he didn't quite get there and he went to dive, and I was like, oh, whoa, hey, because, you know, they got the rib thing going on. But the home runs, to come back this quickly from what was a cracked rib, which sounds kind of painful, especially when you're swinging a bat, to come back and be on fire like this, 20 home runs already, really incredible, I think.
Yeah, oh, I don't think there's any question about it. Like, it's just, I mean, look, I think to me, and I've watched, I mean, you know, I've been in this for 20 years now. I've watched a lot of, more than 20 now. I've watched a lot of, like, fun players. Like, I got a chance to watch, you know, gosh, as a Yankee fan when I was a kid. I mean, forget about, well, we're talking about when we covered. Because as a kid, I saw Ricky Henderson play And Ricky Henderson was one of the most fun players I've ever seen in my life. I mean, look, I've seen some great players in my day, but I don't think anyone compares to him when you combine the prowess at the plate, the unbelievable fielding ability, and just the athleticism.
Guy's a great player. He is. Hey, listen, I'll tell you another thing. Tony Gonsolin, I don't know that we have done a good enough job, and I don't say you and me, I just mean just generally speaking, of hyping the kind of season this guy is having. To be 11-0, to go seven innings last night and give up two earned runs, and look, he's not dominating, he's not killing people, you know, he's not just like throwing by everybody. He only had three strikeouts last night, gave up four hits. But he's also doing it on a very small pitch count, 93 pitches to get through seven innings. Again, Tony Gonsolin, I know there's this conversation out there about who should start the All-Star game, and I like the whole...
Actually, no, if we're just doing it based on, like, who's the best pitcher this year, it's actually neither of them.
Neither of who?
Neither Gonsolin or Kershaw.
Yeah, so Kershaw, look, there's...
Like, the actual best pitcher in the National League is that kid from the Marlins.
Well,
like,
listen...
He's almost as good as Gonsolin ERA-wise, and he's pitched 35 more innings. That's literally like five more games.
Yeah, and that's completely fair.
Five or six more games than what Gonsolin would pitch.
That is completely fair. If you're going to say, look at how many more innings this guy has pitched, and look at his stats versus Gonsolin's stats. And listen, the 11-0 record looks really, really nice.
But it should be Kershaw just because... They've already done the thing with Pujols, and who was the other player they did it with?
I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention to it, to be honest
with
you.
They did that thing that I was telling you that the NBA did with Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade.
The commissioner's
Wade in their
picks.
Last year.
Right. The commissioner's selections.
Yeah, they did. It was Pujols and somebody else. I'm sure I'll look it up. But okay. Someone will remind us, I'm sure. But go ahead.
But here's the thing. Kershaw, it's a good idea because of who he is to the Dodger organization and where the game is being played. So it's a good idea. But in my opinion, the kid from Miami, I understand, has pitched a lot more innings. He's having a great year. Good for him.
Miguel Cabrera, by the way.
Thank you. There are other guys around Major League Baseball, especially in the National League, that are also having great years. Justin Verlander. But look, when you are hosting the All-Star game, the hometown players generally and should get a little bit of a nod. Right now, as it stands today, Tony Gonsolin should be the starting pitcher in the National League. I mean, listen, we can argue all day long about who's had the better season, who's pitched more. Take all of that out.
He's not the better pitcher, though.
I'm not saying he's the better pitcher. I'm saying that...
I mean, you're saying it because you want a Dodgers.
No, I'm saying it because he's
You think Gonsolin's been the best pitcher?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a conversation to be had here, is there not?
Based on the numbers, I don't believe. I think if you're only looking at ERA, sure. But when you're talking about one guy pitching, like, basically five or six more games than the other guy based on innings, like, that's not like... Like, the kid in the Marlins, Alcantara, I believe, Sandy Alcantara, is... And I don't... Look, I haven't watched a Marlins game in 5 years, but I have seen this kid pitch recently. I watched him because I didn't realize how good he was until somebody told me. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch. He's a horse, man. Like, he's a throwback to when pitchers used to pitch like 8 and 9 innings. You know what I mean? Like when Roger Clemens was out there doing stuff like that, you know?
But he doesn't have a name yet.
Right, and but there's names. There are no names in this All-Star game.
But all I'm saying is this.
The reason they're doing Pujols and Cabrera is because a lot of the guys this year in Major League Baseball that would have been All-Stars, that are shoe-in type All-Stars, are hurt.
Yeah, but we're speaking just specifically about the starting pitching for a second here. All I'm saying is this, is that when you're hosting the game,
that's why go Kershaw.
But again, I don't think Kershaw has earned it. In other words, if Kershaw was on the verge, if it was kind of close, you might go, let's give the nod to Kershaw. I think you have, in Gonsolin, a guy who's had a spectacular and unbeaten first half of the season thus far, and it's Gonsolin, it's the kid from the Marlins, who, frankly, George, I don't even know the dude's name. I know you just said it.
Sandy Alcantara.
But I didn't know it, and I'll bet you walk down the street, and 9 out of 10 guys, and you go, hey, who's that pitcher from the Marlins
who's
really good?
I mean, come on, Tony Gonsolin can walk anywhere and people know who he is?
No, but because
it's the
Dodgers.
I mean, other than, like, the beard and the hair, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but because the game is in Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers should get the nod over the Marlins.
But if you're going to do that, give it to Kershaw, then.
I'm not opposed. Listen, I talked about this the other day. I think Kershaw should be in uniform and in the game, But I would say that the guy who's earned it of the Dodgers is Gonsolin. If you told me Kershaw's going to get it because it's ceremonial and it's symbolic,
he's
I'm
never
not
started
arguing
an
that.
All-star game. Right. And it's going to be a Dodger Stadium they haven't had in here 42 years. You might as well, or whatever it's been, you might as well just let him be the guy.
Put it this way. If you told me tomorrow that Kershaw's the starter in the All-Star game, you're not going to hear me go, that's ridiculous. How dare they? And he's not even the best pitcher on their staff this year. No, none of that. But I do think Gonsolin has earned it. That's all I'm saying. And while the kid in Miami may have a better season.
Wait. You're going out on the limb to say the guy with the best ERA in the sport has deserved it? Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's not going out on a limb at all. That's telling you that that's who should start, not Kershaw. Kershaw is ceremonial and symbolic. The guy who's actually earned it is Gonsolin.
Okay. Then if you're going to do that, I mean, go with Kershaw. He's fine.
Either or.
I mean, it's a game. Look, it's a game for the fans, so give him Kershaw.
Well, that's just it. If it is a game for the fans, and it is in L.A., it is in Dodger Stadium.
Then give it to Kershaw.
Either or. I think Gonsolin has earned it. I think Kershaw, it's just all symbolic. I'd rather go with Gonsolin myself.
Yeah. Great tweet by Beto and Whittier. Ken Griffey Jr. Yes, Ken Griffey Jr., the most fun combination of all those things. I would say Mookie's probably... I don't know if he's this generation's Ken. I guess he's close to being this generation's Ken Griffey Jr. because, like, they have a lot in common in this sense, okay? Have you ever seen Mookie Betts? Like, I always feel like he's just having a good time on the field. I mean, granted, I'm not saying he doesn't get upset if he strikes out or something like that, but more times than not, there's a lot of joy with him when he plays.
Yeah, he's having a great time. I mean, and I think that's what Dave Roberts said earlier in the season, is that last year, you know, with a whole bunch of nagging injuries, he wasn't out there having fun. He didn't have his normal swagger and smile. And that's what makes it fun to watch Mookie
right.
play.
And with Ken Griffey Jr., it was very similar. Like, you know, the kid, right? Like, he used to wear his hat backwards, always smiling. He'd make these incredible plays in center field. Obviously, he was, you know, one of the best home run hitters the sport has ever seen. I mean, he's arguably one of the best players the sport has ever seen. But... yeah, Mookie's got some of that. Like, I don't think he's as good a player as Griffey was in his prime, but like he's right up there. Like he's incredible. There's no doubt.
I feel like Ken Griffey Jr. when he left Seattle and he went to Cincinnati. I don't know about you, man, but
yeah,
I
well,
feel like
when he started to get hurt. Yeah,
right. Kind of fell off the radar for me.
I mean, he still had really good. It's so funny because so during the pandemic, you know, obviously there was a million different documentary style things that were on TV, right? Including on MLB Network, I saw one about Ken Griffey Jr. And you're right. Like when people think of Ken Griffey Jr. in Cincinnati, you know, they think of the injuries, right? He didn't play. I think there was only one season in Cincinnati where he, I want to say he played like 140 games. That's like the most he played. But he had seasons, Cappy, in Cincinnati where he hit 35, 30 bombs. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the 40 and 50 he was hitting in Seattle, but he had pretty good seasons in Cincinnati despite that. But it's not what you remember. I agree, because everyone just associates that with injuries.
Yeah, I don't think I ever remember them winning with him there, you know?
No, they weren't like super competitive during his time there. But it was because he was hurt, and they also didn't build a great team around him. There was that too. But he did finish his career in Seattle, which was nice. But with Mookie, I just think there's probably – that's a great comparison in the sense of every time Mookie Betts is playing a game, I want to watch. And Ken Griffey Jr. is in that category. And there's probably a lot of guys in different sports and ladies in that category. But, I mean, Mookie is certainly in that class. We can do more of that class next if you
like. Hey, by the way, how about a shout-out to Trace Thompson? I mean, I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for Michael, obviously. But again, you know, he gets on base last night with a double, and then Gavin Lux drives in a big home run. And I just love this story of Trace Thompson getting a chance to come home and play. And now he's playing. He's, you know, he's had like a Hall of Fame AAA career, and he's getting another opportunity at the big leagues in his hometown. I mean, it's pretty exciting for Trace Thompson. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm getting breaking news.
Oh, you are? Is your phone blowing up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'll break and I'll tell you.
Are you going to tell us after we come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's not breaking news. I probably shouldn't use that phrase, but there's news.
Very dramatic.
There's news. You want the news?
Yeah, I want it.
Okay, next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come on, Cappy, there's your guy.
You know, hey, he's a 305 boy. I love Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Is he telling me that he wants milk in his coffee?
Yeah, café con leche.
Really, that's what he's singing about? Yo, I need some milk in my coffee.
Listen, my mom is 82 years old or whatever, 83 years old, still has café con leche every morning.
See, so do I. Sing it, Pitbull.
Oh, Casper Villa with the tweet in the Sedano and Cap community, the Circle of Trust. You can join the community by going to Twitter. And then go into the community section, and in the search bar, type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. He has the a screen grab of the Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. I used to, on Super Nintendo, I used to play that in junior high and high school with my buddies every single day, multiple times a day. And I had a buddy named Alex Lugo, okay? He's one of those guys that when you're friends with, because, you know, there's a lot of Alexes, right? Like, you have to give the last name. So, like, everybody has those buddies. Like, you know, you have a buddy that you have to always first and last name. It's never just last name or first name. It's first and last name. You have those buddies?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So keep going. Let me hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So Alex Lugo used to always kick my ass. Not kick my ass. He'd always beat me in, like, the most miserable fashion. Like, walk off, bottom of the ninth. He'd have, like, a home run. And I would, like, I just launch the controller in disgust. Because it felt like every time I lost to him, that was the way I lost.
Casper Villa, just to give this guy a little bit of love, you know, earlier today, George, he put out a post. He's driving down the road, and he's doing an impression of Sedano and Cap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he picked one of us to do an impression of.
Yeah.
He did an impression of the show.
Yeah.
So pretty
good.
Much what his impression was is you yelling at me about some basketball issue and speaking really, really fast, and then me trying to calm things down, slow it down, let's think a little bit about this.
You're just repeating yourself.
You know, let's just think about this. Let's make sure we're really on the same page here. Casper Villa does both the Sedano and the Cap impression.
Yes. More here on the Circle of Trust. Marco says, Tony Gonsolin or Kershaw needs to start, period. Grant in L.A. says, I've been a Dodgers fan my entire life. Do I care if Kershaw starts the All-Star game? Absolutely not. JR, the one JR28. Sedano, I've covered incredible baseball players in my career. The evidence, and he has a brain fart. Well, actually, I was also trying to get this basketball information, so that's what I was doing. But if you really want to know the list of people I've covered, I don't know, Miguel Cabrera, Gary Sheffield. I've covered World Series with basically that Yankees dynasty in it. Like, I've been around a lot of good baseball players, so thanks.
All right. Well, you've given us your resume. Now let's get back to the basketball thing that you've got, like, some breaking news on, because now I'm very
curious.
Okay,
it's not really – okay, so – you sent me a story, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was that story?
So I found this story about how LeBron James is behind the scenes. He's pushing the Lakers front office to get this Kyrie Irving trade done. But the report was that one of the beat writers, one of the Laker beat writers, had gone on some podcasts, and what he had essentially said.
Jovan Buha of The Athletic, who I like. Great dude.
Okay. And what he said was, and I'm just sort of paraphrasing here, is that what they really want is, and what they're really looking at is a trade with Indiana for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Now, that's what he's saying. He and I'll read this to you. He goes, but with Kyrie, I know he wants to be in L.A. and LeBron wants him in L.A. He's been behind the scenes putting some pressure on. This is LeBron behind the scenes. I don't want to get too into that, he says, but I think the Genie Bus tweet had something to do with some of the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. I think there's a slight divide right now where LeBron wants Kyrie, and some people internally might prefer Miles Turner, Buddy Hield type deal. That is according to this podcast that
The
he
Athletic
was on.
Podcast.
Right.
All right. So Jovan Buha is a really good young reporter. There's no question about it. I don't even want to say young because it feels like I'm demeaning him. That's not true. I'm actually saying that as a compliment because you know how hard it is to be a beat reporter and actually get stuff like he does. Like, it's really hard, especially when you're younger, because guys generally tend to trust, you know, people who are been around the business a little longer, but he's that good that he gets stuff. And he, you know, being a young guy, which I feel like can be a disadvantage on a beat. But anyway, so I don't know when they take, because you found this in an article, right?
Found it in an article today, right?
Right. So it was like on an aggregator site.
So what a site called Sportsnot, N-A-U-T, like an astronaut, Sportsnot.
Yeah. Sportsnot? Yeah. Who's getting their information from Sportsnot?
Well, I just found the article. It's not like something that I'm like saying that it's
no,
gospel.
But I'm saying like not you necessarily. Well, I actually am curious to see how you came across it. But like who's going onto their computer, right? And going on to the – and I'm going to do – this is purposely done to sound old and curmudgeonly. Who's going on to the information superhighway?
What is
and,
that?
And going on – by the way, whoever thought that was a good slogan. Who's going on to the internet and going, I need to know what they're saying on Sportsnot today?
Well, I mean, for me, I'll just tell you, George. Like I look at the LA Times website.
Yeah.
I look at the ESPN website. I'll look at a New York Post website. There's a website I like called Bro Bible that Lindsay turned
me on to. Well, I know Bro
to.
Bible. I know the kid, one of the kids who's like the big, entrepreneur on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, Bro Bible is not ESPN.com.
No.
And Sportsnot is not ESPN.com.
Bro Bible does more like the kind of, like, salacious, like, sports stories.
Well, look, bottom line. This is one of the websites that
I
happen to go to.
You like Sportsnot?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go there.
Yeah.
Like, if I went into your history, if I went into your history right now on your computer, which I'm sure you would not know how to do.
No, I'm going there right now.
Hey, how many times is Sportsnot on there?
On this computer right here, just two or three.
Okay.
A lot of ESPN,
wow,
a lot of Google.
You're going to Sportsnot. Doesn't sound like you've ever been there before. I've never heard of it. Like, honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard of Sportsnot.
Well, yeah, but there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of websites out there.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, first of all, I think it's a hilarious name. You seem to be offended that I've asked you who goes to Sportsnet.
No, I feel like you're saying like this is like a nothing site, so therefore
based on what you sent me, it's just an aggregator site, but it's not.
That
like,
might be the case. That might be the case.
Yeah.
I'm not really
so
sure.
I mean, whatever it is, I just think it's a funny name. Like, and who like goes wakes up in the morning going, you know what? Got to get the Sportsnet.
I don't know, man, but there are so many, literally thousands of websites. Like I've been seeing a new one because you know I've been.
Wait
following...
a second.
Why? Why?
Wait a second.
What?
Does Sportsnot have a deal with Sided?
They might.
I knew it! This is always about you. No wonder you sounded like you were taking offense to it. Now, I didn't even look at the site, but it just dawned on me. You have a deal with them with Sided. That's why you sounded a little crabby.
Not
crabby.
It just so happens that you're right. And that's how I found these guys. I would never have known them, like you're saying. But now that I do, I use their site, and I found this story. And the story
today is
this.
There you go. Give it to me one more time.
I don't know what the big deal is here. Huh? What's the big story? Big story here.
Yeah. You are all about you. I love it.
What is it? Listen, the story is about LeBron.
Yes, no.
And Kyrie.
Right, we can get back to that. We can get back to that.
So the story.
It's funny. Sportsnot is a funny name.
Yeah, listen. Like astronaut, I would never have come up with Sportsnot. I don't even think it's a great name for a site. But that's neither here nor there. The question was this: are the Lakers? Are they really not interested in Kyrie, and they're more interested in this Indiana deal? Because yesterday, Mark Spears was on with us. And when he brought up Indiana, he said, I think there's a better chance that the Lakers do the deal with Indiana than do the deal with Brooklyn. And he actually at one point was like, well, they want he named the first guy, which was Miles Turner. And he's like, and then they want the other guy to shoot
him. Can I just tell you my thing on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, again, I started telling you before I thought about Sportsnot, and then you got all offended about it.
I'm not offended. Not in the slightest bit.
No.
Not my website.
Okay. I mean, you do business.
I mean, you know, we're at the beginning
negocios.
Stages.
Son negocios.
We're at the beginning stages of a long-term relationship.
So they're not like the Rachel of your internet loves.
No. Not yet. No, not yet. No. We're in the early stages.
They might be.
Depends
One
on
day.
How much traffic they have. I'll
you
have
and the knot. That. You and the knot can tie the knot.
Yeah, but it's a knot, not a knot.
No. You and the knot can tie the knot.
Me and the knot can tie the knot.
Correct.
No.
Okay. So I got to say this quick because I don't want people to be like, you're just teasing it to the other side because you've wasted all this time talking about the sportsnot.com. All right. So I'm going to do the thing that I rarely don't do, which is tell you the story. I don't know when this podcast was taped that they aggregated. But what I would say to you is this. This is just what I've heard. The Lakers at one point were interested in that Indiana deal. I don't know how LeBron felt about it, so I don't have an answer about that in comparison to other stuff. So I don't have that part. I do know the Lakers and Indiana had engaged in a conversation about that, but Indiana was not interested in the Lakers package, to my knowledge. And that was a while ago. It wasn't like, you know, yesterday, but it was like, you know, a little bit ago.
I know, but Mark Spears brought this up to us last night.
Right, because he also knew that that was something probably that they were sniffing around on. But I'm telling
wonder,
you.
I wonder if we're sniffing in the wrong direction is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. You know, like, is it possible that the tweet that Jeannie sent out the other night was about LeBron and was about.
Well, but I told you that it was three layers and he was one of the layers.
Yeah, this young reporter that you're talking about.
Jovan.
I mean, the way he says it, you know, is that, hey.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you that the Indiana part of that is no longer. It was in play at one point in the sense that there was the Lakers had interest. But the Indiana part, there's not interest in what the Lakers had to
offer.
Yeah,
I was surprised that Mark Spears brought that up last night.
He did, because again, people in the league are hear this, you know, similar things is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Mark Spears ever has his work on sportsnot.com.
You know what? Why don't you check it out? Go look at their history.
I'm going to look.
Yeah, put it in their search. See if Mark Spears comes up.
I'm going to take a look here.
All right. Coming up next, something.
Really? Coming up next, there will be more stuff.
Yeah. We should have just gone to break when you left. That's probably where we should have gone. Let's do it again. Ready?
Yeah, try it.
Coming up next, something. Oh, my God, the community. I'll get to the song in a second. Ooh, come on now. This is like a Good Friday jam. You're probably stuck in traffic, so you need something to make you feel good about the weekend. Right? Thinking about that special someone. Come on now.
Speaking of that special someone, George, have you seen the account in the community? It's at r/tracker.
Rachel Scott Tracker.
Right. Rachel Scott Tracker.
Yeah.
And when you click on this bio, it says, "I know where you are, Scott."
Yeah. And it's a picture of you in its header. And in the avatar, it's like a map. Although it's a map of like New York City. It's a map and then like a phone and then you with your point on like a little pin. That's pretty funny. This community we have built on Twitter is very funny.
It is hilarious. Now, let me tell you something about tracking people for a second here. Let's go off course for a second.
Yeah.
So two nights ago, I decided, George, to do something I have not done in a very, very long time, probably about 2+ years. I played 9 holes of golf, sunset golf, George, 7:15. We got off the air at 6:58:50, and I was on the golf course at 7:15, and by 8:30, I had played 9 holes. So after the golf, I went to dinner with this buddy of mine, Dr. Z, and then Rachel said, "Are you going to come over?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be there in, you know, a little bit." So I'm driving, and I'm on a call with a friend of mine who's dealing with some personal issues, you know, and I thought that the call would be over by the time I got to Rachel's. Well, it wasn't. So now I'm about 100 yards away from her house, and I pull over to the side of the road, and I'm parked, lights on, car running, in front of one of her neighbor's houses. And she texts me, and she says, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm literally like right out in front of your house. I'm coming." And for some reason, I didn't pull into her driveway and finish the call. I thought I'd pull over and finish it before I pulled in. Because if I'm sitting in her driveway, I thought she might think that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, dude, she was tracking me. She knew I was literally 100 yards away. She looked out of her front window like, "Is that you across the street with your lights on in the car?" And then when I finally came in the house and I told her, I go, "Yeah." But she said, "Well, what are you doing?" And I said, "I was on the phone with a friend of mine. He, you know, was having some personal issues, and I was trying to help him out a little bit." And she's like, "Well, that's just weird that you pulled over 100 yards down the street." I'm like, "Well, I didn't want to be in your driveway and then have you think that it was weird that I was on the phone in your driveway. And I didn't want to take the call when I came into your house." So now the tracking kind of comes back to bite me a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Because she was able to look out of her window and know that I was just right there, but on the phone. It turned into a whole fiasco. I got to be honest with you. It's a little much, really.
Laura, say what you just said.
Weirdo.
Which part?
All of it. Just all of it.
You mean like being tracked?
Dude, weird. We already went through this. The tracking thing is a no-no. If you trust your partner, you don't got to be doing all that. We ain't
okay.
10 years
But what
old.
About the what about the parking 100 yards away from
also
the house to
weird.
Finish the call? Why?
Why? I mean, I've parked in people's, like, when I go visit them and I'm
Why didn't you just
call.
Park in her driveway? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the weird thing to do.
No, no. Just park in her driveway, and if she comes out, you just, like, point to the phone. I'm on yeah. the phone real quick. That's it. Like, how she is thought, that not, hold on, how is that not the normal thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
I actually.
If you're down the street, that seems shady.
Mm-hmm,
well,
you're hiding
and,
something.
And you know what? That's, I definitely felt like that was kind of the accusation. Like, what are you doing? And I said, I go, you track me. I track you. You know where I'm at. Like, wait, you want, I go, here, you want to see my phone? Like, this is who I was talking
oh,
to for the
wow.
last 25
how, what,
minutes.
How recent was this?
It was a couple nights ago.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise.
Mm. You think?
I don't know.
Back to yours. It was for Greg a few days ago, and now it's back to you.
Hmm.
I don't know. I felt like pulling over a few, you know, 100 yards away was the better thing to do than
no,
being in
that's
the
weirder thing to
Hell
do.
No.
That feels like you're hiding something.
Well, absolutely. You know, I literally was driving through a neighborhood and I was like, maybe I'll just pull over into the school and sit in the parking lot and finish this
what?
Conversation.
That's even weirder.
That's well, even weirder because then she would have been like, why are you at the school?
Right. But you see, the thing is, I didn't do that.
But this is also part of the problem to Laura's point that she tracks you.
Well, that, you know, when you
if
don't
she
think
didn't
about
track
it,
you, then doing that may seem like the more appropriate.
Right,
but knowing that she's got a tracker on
right,
her
but
phone.
I forget about it, George. I forget that I'm
of
being
course
tracked.
You do because you're you.
Right,
you
I forget
about things.
Right,
you
I'm
literally
like,
forgot something you said 10 seconds earlier the other day.
What did I say?
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, the tracker kind of busted me the other day.
But why did you put it back when you were when we told you to take
right,
it off?
Right, we told you to take it off.
You
took it. You put it back on after that. That would
yeah,
have been the
asked.
Perfect excuse to be like, oh, I forgot.
No, she asked him to do it. I remember.
Oh.
No, but it was. Remember, it was 45 minutes from mm-hmm, the time mm-hmm. I turned the tracker off until the time she got to me and said, hey, why's your tracker off?
Whoa.
45 minutes.
Damn,
son!
45.
Damn! Yeah, well, now we know why there's a Twitter account after her.
We
yeah,
have
the community's,
so many burners.
The community's gone crazy here, I think.
Community's great, though. You should be part of the community. You're missing out. Like, people, if you're not in it, like, mm-hmm. you are missing out.
Well, there's a lot of people that still
can't
to this day
in.
Haven't been able to figure it out.
But
and
Laura gave
day,
them the hack. The
right,
other day.
But every day we get somebody new who goes, finally, I finally figured
yeah,
out
do.
How
That's
to get
true.
Into the community.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Because let me just say this.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here on the show and on the airwaves, but it's kind of like having a live chat throughout the entire show.
Correct.
And it all happens in the community.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it happens in the mentions, too. Don't get me wrong. I look at my mentions on Twitter, too. But a lot of the stuff is happening faster in the community.
Well, I like this account. I'm not sure if I'm going to follow it yet. Rachel Scott Tracker. There's no followers, George. Do I want to be the first follower or do I not want to follow this account? What should
oh,
I
you
do?
You should be the first one. Yeah.
You think I should?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. There it is. All right. I am now the first follower.
For Rachel Scott's Tracker.
Right. And it's at rtrackersk.
Yeah.
rtrackersk. I'm the first follower.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I saw you. Why'd you go back at Big E on Twitter?
What do you mean?
When he said, always a tie and decided, and he had the crab with the money.
Well, I really, listen, I know that website. Yes, it's true, because I know who they are through Sided. But because I know who they are, I've come to start using their website, and I kind of
right.
like it. And when I found the article about
right.
LeBron, Kyrie, versus right. the Indiana trade, and I thought about what Mark Spears said yesterday. I
yeah.
thought, this is an interesting article. We should take a look at this.
Right. Yeah, I also think it's funny that Laura's playing that, and the guy used the crab in his gif.
Why no pinch?
His gif. Yeah.
But you
besmirched me to Big E.
How did I besmirch you?
You said, there's no tie-in from me. I saw the story. At Sedano doesn't know the site. Therefore, it can't be credible. I
right.
never said it couldn't be credible.
Well, you knocked
I just
it from
said
it day
a funny
one.
Name.
You knocked it from the first second.
Right, but I didn't say it couldn't be credible. It's an aggregator site, so how credible is it? Of course it'd be credible. It's getting other people's real information and just reposting it and repurposing it.
Yeah, it's good. It makes things easy for me. You know why? Because stuff is aggregated. It's a very new popular word. I mean, aggregation has gone crazy. The word aggregate
no,
has,
I mean,
has gone crazy.
It's not like it's new.
No, but everybody in media is now using it like, don't aggregate me. Don't aggregate me. I'm like, what do you mean don't aggregate you? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Like when you say don't aggregate me because you're telling us a story about something, what does that mean, don't aggregate you?
Don't aggregate me. Don't put me on Sportsnot, basically.
You may show up there. They may do a full investigation into you, pal.
Don't put me on Sportsnot. I'm not reporting anything.
They are. You are reporting stuff.
All I'm telling you is that whatever Jovan put out there,
yeah,
on the podcast, I don't know how old the podcast is, mm-hmm, that information is accurate, but it's no longer accurate is what I would, the way I would describe it. That Indiana was not interested in the Lakers package.
Hmm.
That's to my knowledge. Maybe Jovan's right. Maybe I'm the one that's wrong. But I'm to my knowledge, Indiana was not interested in what the Lakers had to offer.
Listen, the only reason I even sent this to you is because I thought that Mark Spears yesterday,
he brought it up,
making this point.
Right, but doesn't it make sense that people around the league, I mean, we always kind of joke, in the league, people around the league know the same stuff.
Well, I'll tell you
it's
one
why
thing.
When it's why when people say, "Oh, you're so negative." Maybe I'm not negative. What the problem is, I know stuff. So I know what's happening. And I don't even tell people you know this, Cap, because I tell you pretty much everything. Like, what percentage of stuff do I actually say on the air, do you think?
I'd say you're at about, this is just a rough estimation here, so don't quote me exactly on this, but I'd say you're at about 22.75%.
I mean, whatever. That's fine. That's about right. Yes.
Yeah, you
there's
think so?
Easily about a quarter of the stuff that I actually know I say on the air.
Yeah, a quarter. So there I was, 22.75.
No, you were close. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, people hear stuff. So I'm not surprised Spears heard that, because I had heard that, and Jovan reported it, I mean, you know, and put it in his podcast. But what I'm telling you is, to my knowledge, and again, he could be right. I could be wrong here.
Come
like,
on,
I'm
no.
not reporting anything. Come I don't on. Want sports not putting me on there. So I'm just telling you that, to my knowledge, Indiana was not interested in that package that the Lakers had to offer for Hield and Miles Turner.
Yesterday, I thought it was real interesting that Spears brought it up. Like, I still like the other trade. I'm like, what other trade? He's like, the one with Indiana. And you're like, okay, for Miles. And he's like, yeah, but the other guy, the other shooter. And we're like, wait, who? What are you talking about?
Hield,
like, come on, guys. He's like, come on, guys. Really? You don't know who
forgot for a second Buddy Hield was, was in Indiana. Yeah,
right. I mean, he went from invisible in Sacramento to more invisible in Indiana.
No, he did win. He had a big win in Sacramento before he got traded.
He had a big win.
I mean, he hit like a game winner. I remember he like ran out of the arena, like ran straight into the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was invisible there. He became more invisible in Indiana, to the point where you forgot he was even there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
So anywho, hey, coming up next, you know it's the anniversary of something, right?
Tell me.
I'll tell you next.